Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, May 8th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, Caleb Slinkert. Birthdays, born on this day in 1884, the 33rd President of the United States, Harry Truman. From the History Channel.
Truman had led an average, undistinguished life until getting involved in politics at age 50. Before then, he'd been a farmer and a businessman.
Harry Truman was a failed haberdasher from Kansas City, Missouri in some ways, but he was plain-spoken, he was blunt, he was a good leader, and he had common sense.
On this day in history, May 8th, 1945, VE Day, as World War II came to an end in Europe.
Throughout the world, throngs of people hailed the end of the war in Europe. It is 5 years and more since Hitler marched into Poland. Years full of suffering and death and sacrifice. Now the war against Germany is won. President Truman announced the official surrender.
This is a solemn but glorious hour. I wish that Franklin D. Roosevelt had lived to see this day.
This day in 1963. First James Bond movie, Dr. No, starring Sean Connery as 007, arrives in the theaters. May 8th, 2012, just 2 years ago, Josh Hamilton of the Texas Rangers became the 16th Major League Baseball player to hit 4 home runs in a game, and it all went south from there. Number one on the charts this day in 1967, the Supremes go psychedelic, sort of, with The Happening. On the KETR events calendar, the Senior Film Society meets on the second Friday of every month at 3 p.m. in the W. Walworth Harrison Public Library in Greenville. It's for adults 18 and over who enjoy classic films. The films are shown on a big screen with auditorium quality sound. The program is always free, and popcorn and drinks are served to guests. Friday at 3 p.m. will be the final program in this season of the classic films. For more information, see events at ketr.org. Our thought for the day is from President Harry Truman, whose birthday we observe today. You've heard this. It's amazing what you can accomplish if you don't care who gets the credit. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Caleb Slinkert, the editor of the Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's a big week in Greenville with the bond election coming up on Saturday, Greenville Independent School District. What is the total amount of the bond election that's being proposed?
They're proposing a $72.25 million bond, which would be, there's a couple different options, but they're looking at a 30-year bond, which would equate out to, once you add interest, in about $150 million total, you know, would increase the tax rate. Right now, Greenville's about the second lowest tax rate in the area of local school districts. Tax rate would increase by about 21.22 cents per $100 valuation, to bump GISD in the middle of that pack as far as tax rates.
So now on $100 of property value, taxes would go up by how much?
By 0.21. About 22 cents. Yeah.
A little more than 20 cents.
Yeah,
per $100 in property value.
Absolutely.
Okay. How long has it been since there's been a bond election in Greenville? Do you know?
That's a great question. I'd have to go back and look at my notes. I know it has been a significant amount of time. I think that is one of the things that has attributed to what some would consider a higher bond total.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about some of the specifics of this. Now, one thing is that they just need to do some just basic maintenance on a lot of buildings, right?
Yeah, part of it is kind of deferred maintenance. I mean, obviously, when budgets get cut, one of the first things to get cut is maintenance. And unfortunately, you've got to keep everything up, whether it's ceilings, floors, you know, air conditioning units. So that's something the school district's going to spend some money on. They're also going to spend a good chunk of money on increasing the what they call kind of the backbone of the school district's technology capabilities. Some campuses don't have Wi-Fi. Some of them it's difficult to get Wi-Fi there. And they're with classrooms today, you see a lot more iPads, you know, instead of the overhead projectors, you've got some more interactive displays. And so technology across the school district would be improved.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Caleb Slinkard, who is the editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, about a bond election coming up this Saturday in the Greenville ISD. Another thing that they are proposing, and I think everyone totally understands the need for this now, is better security for the schools.
Absolutely. And, you know, in the wake of the Sandy Hook shootings, there's a nationwide concern about security in schools. So it's not necessarily GIC specific, but from the individuals I've talked to in the school district and other people on the bond committee, improving security campus-wide was definitely a major concern and one of the first kind of points that they considered when looking at what they needed to spend money on with this bond.
Do you know specifically what they have in mind as far as security is concerned?
I don't, and that's a question that we've asked them, and we've asked them for specifics on a lot of this. And because of the nature of this bond, you know, the architectural firm that went and did a lot of these studies, you know, they didn't get into specifics yet because if it doesn't pass, you know, it doesn't. It's something that I guess, you know, doesn't really matter at that point. So we don't have specifics on that yet. But I do know that security vestibules kind of creating kind of a sealing off the school districts, and there being a point that you could stop individuals who you don't want to come in is kind of the main point that they're looking at.
Mm-hmm. Now there are apparently a lot of portable buildings in use, and these would be in some way done away with.
Yes, and that's the goal, and the superintendent, Don Jeffries, has kind of been pretty adamant about moving out of these portables. They're difficult to secure, you know, they're difficult to upgrade, and so while there isn't a lot of additional classroom space that's created by this bond, some of the changes in this bond would be used to move toward that goal of not having any students or teachers in those portable units.
And also then, somewhat along with that, there's the plan to build a new Bowie Elementary School.
Right, and the new Bowie would be at the same side of the current one, so they'd have to bulldoze most of that building. They'd keep a more recent wing, and the students would have to be in a portable, basically a portable Bowie.
Ironically.
Behind Lamar Elementary, exactly, for about a year, and they'd get their meals from the cafeteria there. You know, but the community, from what I've understood, the community was pretty insistent in building that Bowie, the new Bowie Elementary School building at the same location in kind of that residential neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. That has been, I don't know, in Greenville, I suspect the school that most people have the greatest attachment to.
Absolutely.
Over the years.
And you can definitely get that feeling talking with both school administrators and just community people of how closely people associate GISD and Bowie schools with that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, as a newspaper editor, what's your assessment of the general support or opposition to this bond issue?
I think that there's a lot of support for it in the sense that people understand that GISD's facilities have to be upgraded. They understand that technology is continuing to expand at a rapid pace. I think there is some concern from other individuals, people in the school district, and Greenville residents about the total cost.
Polls open 7 to 7 Saturday, is that right?
Yes, sir. And then we'll have a complete list of all the polling locations.
Very good. Caleb Slinkard, editor of the Greenville Herald Banner and the Commerce Journal, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
I appreciate it.
All right. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.